Sure.
Friday, it follow is. Up.
Okay. So that was sort of follow up, but that was free of charge. Here's what we wanted to get to, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
We've been thinking about this one for a while.
I'm excited.
Do you remember what we promised you yesterday?
Ketchup talk.
Ketchup talk.
Oh, Friday, follow up.
I'm sure you'll never hear that again.
So so Pat Mahomes is the reigning NFL MVP. And when Jake is
damn
not
right.
stumping for Kyler Murray, he will stump for Pat Mahomes or Baker Mayfield.
Pat's number one.
I'm going to start to require you to pick a side here on a few of these. But Pat's number one. Okay. I've definitely seen the jersey tee. I've definitely heard of your plans for this fall to get to Arrowhead. And I've definitely seen heard reports of you at the gym with the ropes and Pat Mahomes on the other end. So Mahomes was, I think, in this year's NFL Top 100, which I just got done watching. I think that was an 11-hour journey, guys, because I'll watch sports. Pat Mahomes finished number four in the NFL. Spoiler alert, he's voted on by his peers as the fourth best player in the NFL. So they do like 10-minute vignettes on the guy, and it's great. I really think if you enjoy football, you would enjoy this, Jake. But they break down his best plays, his opponents talk about him, his teammates talk about him. And then invariably during the 10 minutes, they'll tell you something kind of neat about him. And in Pat Mahomes' case, it was his joys of ketchup. Now, since this original audio appeared, he has actually gained a ketchup endorsement with Heinz?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it was Heinz.
Okay. But this is how it all started last year. The Chiefs were on the run. He was doing a press conference. And
Hunts.
Yeah. The direct competitor of Heinz, probably.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I just thought they were all one.
They're all one super ketchup.
Yeah,
ketchup monopoly.
Same thing.
All right. Well, this is what Horse sparked. Croquet. This is what sparked the Pat Mahomes. Who was the last guy? Who was the last Chief we got interested in his personal life? Oh, Eric Berry.
Yeah,
and his fear of horses.
Croquet or not.
He the Chiefs mascot is in fact a horse. I don't know if you realize that, Julie, but we went off on the Eric Berry horse fear. Now to Pat Mahomes and the ketchup thing. How did it all get started? Back to November of 2018 in this press conference in the Chiefs facility. Here you go.
I thought guys did well, stepped up, and played well and replacing the role. But at the same time, I mean, it's hard to replace a guy like Sammy.
Patrick, you know, you have a big game coming up. Yet people are talking about the fact that they read you like ketchup. And now you're being offered free ketchup forever, whatever. Are you just surprised, like, you know, another thing out here besides football?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, social media, it can blow anything up. And so I'm a big ketchup fan. I've always been a little bit more when I was younger. But I mean, it is crazy how social media blows things up these days.
Would you like ketchup for life? I mean,
I'm not opposed to it. So I mean, if it happens and I get ketchup for life, I'll be sure to share it with some of the offensive linemen.
Do you put it on anything unusual? I heard steak, but is there anything really weirder than that?
I don't think it's that weird, but I put it on my macaroni and cheese. But people seem to think that's a weird thing. Some people think that's disgusting, but I mean, it's good to me. Not really. I have Hunts, I do Heinz, I do it all. My favorite probably is the Whataburger ketchup. That's what Texas people would know that.
And he ain't lying. Mm-hmm.
So they were, are you knocking wood?
Yeah, my knuckles hurt now. I'm done.
So a couple things there. First, the reporter really trying to make a mistake there and endorse a certain brand of ketchup before he had a ketchup endorsement, which you don't want to do. Like, what brand are you really into? Man, what are you doing? You can't ask him that up on the podium. And he handled it pretty well. He sidestepped and he started mentioning, you know, one brand, but then he's like, I better throw a couple more out there to keep my opportunities open. But now, Julie, would you go back to ketchup on steak?
Yeah. So he doesn't do that. I thought he said he did, but in that audio, he said he didn't, right?
No. I think this all started because on social media.
Yeah, that lady said, we've heard steak, but is there anything else?
Okay.
It's definitely on steak.
So he didn't deny steak.
Right.
No.
Gotcha.
Now, I'm not here to to go hard against ketchup in a steak setting, except that it's always been frowned upon in the circles I run in. But I would also say I've probably never really, really tried it, just because it was one of those things where, as a kid, you just don't do it. Like, the older people in your life look at you and say, don't even consider that sort of thing.
I remember my mom telling me that my dad used to do it when she would make steak. And my mom and dad aren't married anymore.
Okay.
It's a subtle way of saying that this meat that you cooked me is not good.
Sure.
However.
Yeah?
On the mac and cheese front, this is where I grew up.
Okay.
My brother did it, but I am no thanks.
To this day, mac and cheese stays on the rotation at my parents' house. And I have witnessed within the last 24, 36 months a meal where it was mac and cheese and maybe hot dogs or whatever mom would throw out there together. And just watch dad put a quarter of a bottle of ketchup on his mac and cheese.
Huh.
And so I've tried it. I didn't find it bad, but I also didn't find it as something I need to be going back to. In the top 100 show I'm speaking of, Mahomes not only is on his mac and cheese, but he's doing the high dollar mac and cheese, like the nice restaurants that will charge you the $10 side.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So it's really quality cheese on that mac.
It's got a little crust on top, crust.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. And then now he's going after it with the ketchup.
That's terrible. Mac and cheese is pretty much perfect as is. It's a perfect thing that you can eat.
Now, have you tried it?
I was going to say, though,
I can't eat.
Are you not a fan of tricking it up in any other fashion?
No.
Little lobster?
No.
Little bacon? Little hatch chili?
Nope.
These are white cheese.
Just like my Cheerios. Don't put anything in my Cheerios, not even milk. I want my Cheerios pure. I want my mac and cheese pure.
Lobster mac and cheese.
I want my steak cooked perfectly with nothing on it besides maybe a little seasoning, a little butter.
But when you go to the high-end steak places, you never go to the exotic mac and cheese?
You know, I'll have it if that's what they serve, but I like just the good old-fashioned Kraft mac and cheese.
Now, they throw you out of one of those places if you dump ketchup all over their $12 mac and cheese?
They might throw you or me out, but...
Yeah, probably not Mahomes.
Not throwing him out. I think people should just be happy.
Ooh.
Just, if that's what you like...
You're going to take the stance that we should just all coexist with our ketchup?
If you like... I mean, I don't really understand how certain sauces gain their stature anyways. Like, right? Like, so if you put, like, horseradish or...
What was that?
Horse croquet radish? Or, like, is steak sauce offensive?
No, of course not. Yes. A1 or 57 on your steak?
I'm offended.
You're offended?
I'm a rare breed, I think.
I think chefs are offended. If you change anything that they did to their food that they prepared for you... Then they're offended when you add salt, pepper.
I mean, I guess I kind of get that, but
what if I prepared for myself and I want to throw a little A1 on there?
That's your choice. Right. You're the one who prepared it. You're not a professionally.
But Jake's right.
Chef.
There's a high end sauce. We call it A1, and everybody looks at you like, "Oh, of course." Now, if you did that exact same thing, same vocal tones and everything,
I don't get it.
But it's ketchup. Now. You're not You're not really an adult
anymore. I have to ask you this before we go. You said hot dogs with ketchup. How would the hot dog be consumed? Is it like a hot dog with a bun?
Yeah.
Okay, because our move, and I'm not sure if we were the only ones to do this, but it was my favorite, not like full-on chicken fried steak mashed potato meal growing up, was macaroni and cheese with the hot dogs cut up.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that.
Cut the hot dogs up. Put them in like butter on a pan, and maybe even dump them in the mac and cheese.
Yeah, with a little hot sauce.
Haven't tried it, but I wouldn't. But I want you to be happy. You know
what I noticed is sort of not as common as I thought. The ketchup and the mustard on the hot dog. Why do people think that's so weird?
I think hot dog people think ketchup is bad, just like steak people do.
Huh. There's hot dog people?
Mustard sure gets a lot of hate.
Hot dog is what we usually get the hot dogs so the kids don't eat all the burgers and the steaks when we're grilling.
But is it a sandwich?
But is it a sandwich?
All right, it's $2.50. This is the ticket.